Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A lovely song coming out there. It's a local track taking us to our interview as promised. Remember, I said I don't make false promises. That was Kershaw and Lynette with It Is Done, definitely. Now, my guest is on standby, and I need to remind you of the Pitch Your Business competition. Now, the Pitch Your Business competition is a project that aims to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training and education. It's made possible by the combined efforts of the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, Radio Pulpit, I Am Youth, and TBN Africa. So Lita Kazimkombe is the winner of last year's Pitch Your Business competition, which ran over 9 months in year 2023. She joins us today for a retrospective interview about her experience in the competition. And like I said to you, she got third place last year. So congratulations, Lita Gazi, on securing a spot in the top three of the 2023 Pitch Your Business competition. Now, could you please introduce yourself first? Let's start there. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Afternoon, and thank you so much for the congratulations. I am Lita Kazimkombe. I am so very in awe of having made third place of the competition. Hello to all the listeners.
Lovely to have you. Now, could you also just introduce your business and share the initial spark that ignited your business idea?
Okay, my business is on Read App. It's a reading and publishing app for South African authors and readers. So what sparked the interest to start my app was the pain that I'd experienced as an author. I had published my first ebook and I sold a few copies, but unfortunately I couldn't receive my revenue because I hadn't reached the threshold that I needed to reach for that certain publishing, the reading app that I was registered under that needs me to reach in order for them to send me my money via mail, by the way. So I thought, yeah, it's a lot because it needs to go via mail. And then I went and I used another distributor, which I also struggled with because now to get paid, I had to pay a lot of middlemen, the foreign exchange, to transfer from an international bank account to South African bank account, and then also pay third-party fees with PayPal, etc. So by the time I got paid, I probably received 10 rand for an 8 rand book. So I thought something needs to change.
Exactly. Now, during the competition, Lita Kazi, you were given access to online training that focused on executing a compelling business pitch. So as a business owner yourself, you often need to pitch your venture, I can imagine, to potential sponsors. How crucial is it for you to deliver a compelling and concise pitch?
Oh my goodness, what you just said is so true. Because as a business owner, you are constantly pitching your business, whether to potential investors or to potential clients, and you need to find a way to create a pitch that is fitting for that specific audience. So with this competition and having learned how to pitch, it actually taught me how to pitch specifically for your target audience, what you need to do for an investor, what you need to do for a client, etc. So you cannot run a business without having a proper pitch and actually memorizing it and knowing it at the back of your head, because there's barely enough time to walk into someone's office and start rolling out your presentation. You bump into someone and they have literally, they don't even have 2 minutes for you. So you have to introduce yourself on the spot and tell them on the spot what you do and ensure that when they leave, they know exactly what it is that you do, whether they do not remember your name or not, but they know about your business. So having a proper pitch is one thing that is necessary because it will take your business very far.
I love the sound of that. You must be ready in and out of season. Now, Lita Kazi, the business model canvas, let's talk about that. You know, it was a key part of your training. How do you believe that this canvas was, can empower entrepreneurs like you, allowing them to focus on execution rather than getting lost in lengthy business plans?
Oh my goodness. For me, it changed my life because it was the first time I was introduced to it. And it actually helped me to Because what the first thing that we were taught with the business model canvas is to break away from thinking that your first solution is the initial solution. So what that canvas did for me, it helped me find that perfect fit for the client, to not try advertise the features of my business or try to make my business fit for the client, but to actually find the problems that the client has, to find the pain and then find a solution for that. Because only then you have that perfect fit that will help your business thrive. So it was really life-changing. You had to think out of the box and get rid of my business idea and actually find something that solves a client's problem socially and economically. So amazing and daunting.
Very interesting, I must say. Now, among the number of competition challenges, such as, you know, balancing training sessions, translating business ideas into written form, applying the business model canvas, and creating a pitch video, which one did you find particularly challenging, and how did you approach it?
Sure. For me, I think putting my business idea into words, it was the most challenging for me, because I feel I had the whole poetry of the idea where this is what I do, etc. But it always left people confused. They always ask, "What is it that you do?"
Yeah.
Like, just explain, and I explained, and a lot of people just said, "What it is that you do? What is it that you do?" And eventually, when I eventually compared my first submission to my last submission of the assignment, I realized that I actually learned how to put my business into words without trying to sound sexy, without trying to sound relevant, but to actually tell someone that this is what I do and this is how I solve this problem. So for me, that was the biggest problem, and it literally helped me. It helped me a lot to break out of trying to be fancy and trying to sound smart and let people know what it is that you do, what problem you solve, whether you feel like it's basic or not. You'll be surprised.
Sure. I love the sound of that. Now, the competition prioritized accessibility and convenience by providing online training that could be accessed easily by all participants. So how did this accessibility impact your learning journey, and what advantages did you gain from the online format?
Oh my goodness, thank you for that question. For me, it came at a time where I was, because I'm trying to start a business, and therefore I'm also trying to make ends meet. It was a lot, and I barely have time for myself. So with the online training, it allowed me to sit on those days that were scheduled for the team meeting. I sit and listen, and within the stresses, and then at the end of the day, I still be able to access the training because now it's online and it's always available. And I always go through it and rework and relearn, re-listen. And that not only did it help with convenience because I was so busy, but it also helped me to really learn and grasp and ensure that even if I never get shortlisted for anything, even if I don't make top 30, but I learn something and I'm able to apply these things in my business as I try to build it.
I really love that, because right now you're giving somebody hope to actually, maybe if they were really just doubting, oh, is it really worth it? You know, as the pitch, as the 2024 pitch, your business competition kicks off, what message would you then like to convey to those contemplating participation? Any words of encouragement or insights from your own experience?
What I will tell them is, I'm just going to let them know that I actually had no entrepreneurial training whatsoever. All I knew is that I have a business idea. So they must work hard. I'm not going to lie to them. People are amazing. People have great ideas. And most of those ideas deserve to be funded. So you have to wonder, what is it that says to your part? That I believe hard work. Work as though your livelihood depends on it. Work as though if you don't get, if you don't win this competition, you're going to sleep on the street.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I'm like, if I don't win this, I'm sleeping on the street. And I worked hard. I worked to the goal. And for me, it actually helped me to reconcile within myself on the last day that even if I don't make it, it means that the person who made it is so amazing, because they actually did much better than me and I did not keep working. So it was going to motivate me in one way and also comfort me knowing that I did not, I was not laid back or relaxed about it. And to think that I worked so hard and I made that place, I was like, it's amazing. And it was motivating me to work harder. So I just want to tell them the truth. Work hard It's not going to be easy, but it's definitely worth it because it's one of the kindest competitions I've been a part of. People are just so genuine and kind, from the lecturers right to you guys at Radio 4Pit. It's a competition with its difference. It's just so as daunting as it is, there's a lot of comfort and security, so
you
must just go for it.
You know what I really love that you said? You're like, work as if you didn't make it, you're going to sleep on the street. In other words, like, it's your last time. Really, really love the sound of that. Lita Gazi, thank you so much, Sisi. Thank you for your time and thank you for sharing with us your experience. And I hope somebody is listening right now, a business that's about to start or a business that's already started. I hope they're inspired to actually go for it as well, because I know sometimes with competitions we kind of doubt ourselves and like, oh, there's too many people that are going to enter. So thank you so much, and all the best with your business. Have a great day then.
Thank you so much for having me, and yeah, I will be listening to other people's interviews as well.
Have a blessed one then. Bye.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.